It's 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Okay, our program today is entitled Amazing Your Grace. And on this last set, we heard Whitney Phipps with Amazing Love. That was sent out to my good friends out there in Acton, Massachusetts. Tasha Cobb's Leonard and Anna Golden followed with Wonderful Grace. The Women of Faith were next with It Must Be Grace. Misty Freeman with Garden of Grace. Bishop William Murphy III with Grace to Overcome. Matt Redman with Your Grace Finds Me. And we conclude the set with the late Aretha Franklin and her version of Amazing Grace. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today. We'll be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish us. Give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Ricky Dillard teaming up with Joy McGee and New G, and this is amazing here on Sounds of Praise.
The sun and the stars are both to shine. I'm glad to see.
It's 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're also streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise very shortly. But it's not too late for you to call in your prayer request or your praise report. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And before we go into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, we got a couple of time. We've got time for a couple more songs. And this is Mercy Me and Grace Got You here on Sounds of Praise.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they live a life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
inside of you, spilling over cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
making a difference from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music. You're listening to the Sunday, July the 7th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are featuring a special today entitled Amazing Your Grace. We get one more before we go into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And if you're calling in with a prayer request or a praise report, our number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Tasha Cobbs from her very first album, I believe, was entitled Grace. And this is the title song here on Sounds of Praise.
God loves me, adores me, watches over me. You are for me. Grace loved me, and it's not what I deserved, and nothing that I've earned. But daily, grace saves me.
Oh,
Come on, let's pray.
day and night never ceasing, but with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Not
It's 7:32 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests and a praise report. We're praying for M. M needs God's joy and strength going through difficult times. M needs God's joy and strength as she goes through difficult times. Then there's D, who's praying for God's victory in a financial situation. D, looking for God's victory in a financial situation. We're praying for Michelle of Medford, praising God for not smoking for quite a while. And also praying that God would provide her with some good friends. Michelle of Medford. Then there's B, asking for God's deliverance from some physical problems. D, B, looking for God's deliverance from physical problems. Then we're praying for the H family, lost a loved one recently. Praying that God's going to minister in their behalf. H family, lost a loved one. We're also praying for V, for the return of some property. V, looking to God to intercede in the return of some property. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We're thanking you, Lord, because you are good, and beside you there is none other. And you are the provider of all good and all the perfect things that we need so that our lives might be pleasing in your sight and a blessing with a tremendous testimony of all the things that you're doing in our behalf. So we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Pray you administer powerfully in our behalf and in the behalf of those, Lord, that are in need. We pray, oh God, you would provide exactly what is needed so their lives might be the blessing and the victorious individuals that you would call them to be as your salvation manifests all of his inherent blessings in the lives of your people. We bring M before you, Lord, who needs your joy and your strength. Pray you administer mightily in her behalf. Remove all of the various things, Lord, that are interfering with her reception of the joy and strength that you alone can give. Now, the word of God says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we pray that you will intercede powerfully in her behalf. And may your victory flow out from her life into the lives of others as she yields herself to you and to your control is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. We're praying for D, Lord, for your victory in a financial situation. Pray, oh Lord, you will provide exactly what is needed when it is needed. May he recognize, O Lord, as he yields himself to you and to your control. You're the giver of every good and every perfect gift, and you provide exactly what is needed for your people as they continue to trust in you, hold steadfastly to you, and allow your mercy and your grace, your blessings and strength to work powerfully in and through their lives. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in his life. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. We're rejoicing with Michelle of Medford, who is praising you for not smoking for quite a while. And we pray, oh Lord, you continue to work in her behalf. She had a broken finger. We pray that you would heal that as well. And she's looking to you, oh Lord, to provide good friends that will continue to encourage her and strengthen her and who she can be a blessing to as well. We're praying for B, looking for your deliverance from a physical problem. Father, we pray you would touch this individual from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. What medicine and doctors and science can't provide, we're looking to you to provide amazing healing, amazing deliverance, amazing strength, amazing victory. And may he have a tremendous testimony of the wondrous things he's received from your hand. And may many be won into the kingdom through his life and through his testimony is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We're praying for the H family, lost a loved one. Lord, we pray, oh God, you would minister in their behalf right now. Comfort them, strengthen them, overshadow them with your presence. May the reality of your presence, oh Lord, be such a distinct thing in their hearts and in their lives that they might recognize that you are there. You are the provider of every good and every perfect gift. And may they live their lives in a way that they, too, one day will see you and their loved one as well as they yield themselves to you and to your control. May they be tremendous testimonies in the days which are ahead is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're praying for V, looking to you, Lord, for the return of some property. Pray, oh God, that you who are able to provide that which is needed, give him the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding so he can operate and locate this material. And may it be a blessing, Lord, as he receives it. May he recognize it's come from your hand, and may he in turn use it for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name, and for your praise and for your glory. And let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on an off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And as soon as we receive your material, your information, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. 7:39 is the Sounds of Praise time. Our special program today has been entitled Amazing Your Grace. And this is Cindy Morgan and Sweet Days of Grace here on Sounds of Praise.
Rain falls and in the night calls and in the hard times begin to wash away and sun shines and brings a new life where we can recline in the sweet, sweet days of grace. Deep inside the world, fear trips and hearts cry out loud, shadows shift.
Cindy Morgan here on Sounds of Praise and Sweet Days of Grace. 7:43 is the Sounds of Praise time, and this is what Sounds of Praise is all about. Opportunity for those of you out there who have never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior to come as you are. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton here on Sounds of Praise.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call,
yes, this is what Sounds of Praise is all about, opening up an opportunity for those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior to make this your day of salvation. Tomorrow's not promised to anyone. And so if you've been moved by what's been said, what's been played this day, you can fulfill God's word, which says, by grace are you saved through faith. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so God wants you to receive his great salvation, graciously given to you, so that you might be on the inside of all the inherent blessings he's prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So I'm going to lead you in prayer. Repeat these words after me as a prayer to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will accomplish his salvation work in your life. He'll begin from the inside, and eventually it'll work its way out so that you'll know, and others will know as well, that God is done and God is working his great salvation gift unto you. Won't you pray these prayers? Dear Father, I'm coming this day because you are God, and beside you there is none other. I'm coming this day because Jesus, your Son, came into the world to pay the penalty for my sin. And on the cross of Calvary, he said, it was finished, so that I might have access this day through his resurrection to the great gift of salvation, the forgiveness that you alone can provide, the justification that makes me pure and clean in your sight as if I had never sinned. And because of your great love and mercy to me, I'm surrendering myself to you and to your control. Guide, direct, and empower me to live for you in the days which are ahead in a manner that will glorify your name and testify of the works you're accomplishing in my behalf. And I thank you for this great privilege, this great opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, well, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it, and when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And I'll be here until 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. You can call me right here in the studio to receive that material, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And don't worry about us writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to do that. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money or come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And never again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. If by chance you're not near a phone, you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off for some other day what you need to do today. Some other day is not promised to anyone. It's 7:50 here on Sounds of Praise. Time is just flying by. We want you to know that if you've given your life to God today, and we pray that you have, you can look forward to His blessings coming to you over and over and over again. Fred Hammond here on Sounds of Praise.
Keep on blessing me. any day of my life. I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see. You gave me a tongue to talk. I wanna thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
You